morning. My name is Phil Smith. I live in Hanford, California. It's in the southern San Joaquin Valley, about 30 miles south of Fresno State University. Today, I want to speak to you about how we established a soil judging program at Fresno State. It's renewing a tradition at one of California's leading Hispanic-serving agricultural universities. I want to acknowledge my colleagues and partners on this project. First of all, Mr. Michael Sowers, a certified professional soil scientist and an Earth Team volunteer in my soil survey office in Hanford. Dr. Bruce Roberts and Dr. John Bushhoven of Fresno State Plant Science Department, and Dr. Cynthia Stiles, Soil Survey Regional Director in the Pacific Soil Survey Region 2 of the Soil Science Division. So what are soil judging contests? Well, students from universities all around the region or all around the country go visit a host university that's hosting the contest. And they have the opportunity to go to practice pits and get familiar with the soils in the area. And then they, on the contest day, there are generally four contest pits where the students will judge the pits, describing, classifying, interpreting the soils. And these pits have been judged by professional soil scientists prior to the contest. Scorecards are graded and awards are presented to top-ranking individuals and teams. And just as important, students get to visit different parts of the country. They get to expand their geographic perspectives, see new soils, new landscapes, and meet other students. This is a map of soil judging contests, regional contests that have happened this year or will soon happen this year. In the southwest region there, Region 6, you can see I put a couple of dots on the map for Cal Poly and Fresno State. We're going to have a contest later on. And I think Chico State will also join us. I should have included a dot for them as well. But you can see in the eastern United States, there's quite a bit more soil judging. And we're trying to get a little more going in the west. So, Fresno State, where is Fresno State University? This is an image taken from NASA's International Space Station. And this is about a year old, and I don't know how old it is, but I've had it about a year. What you're looking at is California's Central Valley. It shows up really well from the space station. And the southern two-thirds of that great valley is the San Joaquin Valley. You can see all that green in the image there. That is all the agriculture that is so important to the San Joaquin Valley. Right in the middle of that is Fresno State, Fresno, and Fresno County. And my soil survey office is right there, too. So how important is agriculture in the San Joaquin Valley? I've listed the top 10 agricultural counties in California. 8 of the top 10 are shaded there in red in the San Joaquin Valley. And you can see it's quite a financial impact. All that totals up to nearly $40 billion a year. These are stats from the Ag Commissioner's Office in 2014. So we've been working with the Jordan College, and they have about 2,300 students, 2,300 undergraduates, 160 graduate students. And as I mentioned before, Fresno State is a Hispanic-serving institution, as defined by the U.S. Department of Education. The soil judging team is a club activity. We've been going through the plant science department to do the soil judging program, but we've also got broad interest around the university. From the Jordan College of Agricultural Sciences and Technology, we have students from ag business, animal science, ag education, viticulture, and enology. And also, kind of relating to a theme that we heard in yesterday's presentation at the breakfast, it's not all about agriculture. Even though in the heart of the San Joaquin Valley, which is very agricultural, we have interest from Earth and Environmental Sciences. So we've got at least two students from that department who are participating in soil judging. And these departments are talking to each other, and maybe there's talk about combining resources to establish a soil science minor. So how did I get involved with Fresno State? Well, a few years ago, before Kerry Urulis retired, he introduced me to Dr. Sharon Bennis, and probably the last 4 or 5 years, I've continued what Kerry had been doing for a long time, doing field trips with Dr. Bennis in Kings County, California. Here we see some students practicing texturing and using colored book, describing a soil profile there. Now also, Mr. Kim Chang retired a few years ago. He actually retired a long time ago, but he volunteered with FFA for many years. And for more than 50 years, he judged pits for FFA competitions. And he called me up one time and says, "Phil, I'm ready to really retire." And he asked me, he said, "May I pass the baton on to you?" And I said, "I would gladly do that. It's an honor." And so I've been helping with FFA competitions for a little bit. This is also at Fresno State. These are state finals at Cal Poly. Well, I got to thinking, well, Cal Poly also has a collegiate soil judging team. So why can't Fresno State have a collegiate soil judging team? So Dr. Bruce Roberts and I got together in 2014, first discussed the idea. We really started discussing the idea seriously. He came down to my office and we started making some plans for this. Can anybody help me? Okay. All right, we're back on track. I even talked with Dr. Ransom, and he gave me some advice and stuff. And in perfect timing, Michael Sauer shows up to California. He moved out there from Pennsylvania. He's a consulting soil scientist, relocated there in 2014, over 20 years of experience consulting, 6 years experience at Delaware Valley University, as an adjunct instructor and a soil judging coach. And he's been an Earth Team volunteer in my soil survey office for more than a year. Well, we've got some great student leadership in our soil judging team, too. I want to recognize Georgina Rhea Solorio there on the left. This is at the Plant Sciences Dinner right after our first soil judging meeting in 2015. Dr. Bruce Roberts on the left, he's the first faculty member that I worked with and a big supporter of this program. And this is our first meeting of folks who were interested in soil judging last year. Here's Coach Sowers giving some classroom instructions. We're getting our hands dirty outside, texturing some samples. I asked the Kellogg Soil Survey Lab to send some samples of known particle size analysis, and they did. I got all those samples from our lab in Lincoln, so we have some references to work with. We're practicing soil texturing here. Coach Sowers there in the middle with all four of our soil judges who went to the national contest. They're also in this photo. Here's our first pit in the field. This is at an FFA farm that I've got a good relationship with. They allowed us to use this farm for teaching purposes. Our Region 6 contest. Now, it was only Cal Poly and us, but we're making great progress, really. So now we've got at least two teams in Region 6. We did this contest last February. You can see Georgina and Aldo describing this during group judging. Another photo of Georgina and Aldo. Here's our awards presentation. And we were really proud of our team's accomplishments here. Here's our Hanford Soil Survey office making a group photo with the Fresno State team. There on the left is our soil scientist, Rafael Ortiz. He works in my office, and I'm standing there on the right. Here's our group photo after the contest, our Cal Poly students and our Fresno State students. We had a really, really great time out there. It was kind of low-key, but a lot of fun, and really, I guess it was our first regional contest out there and who knows how long. So in April, the team advanced to the national contest at Kansas State. And I want to recognize right here each one of our soil judges. On the left, we have Nancy Valdez, Mark Castanon, Georgina Reyes Solorio, and Aldo Garcia. Cannot tell you how proud I am of these students. They really worked hard, and we're all proud of their accomplishments. And with Fresno State's first soil judging team in more than 30 years. If you want more information about the process of how we got all this started, I wrote an article. It's in this National Cooperative Soil Survey newsletter, the May 2016 issue, issue number 75. You can go to our website, soils.usda.gov, or you can go to this link here at the top of the slide, and then click on NSCSS newsletters. So in conclusion, I want to say that soil judging, what it really is Michael Sowers and I, we were passing our knowledge on to a new generation of soil scientists, soil professionals, agricultural professionals, and I'm sure some of them in the future will take that knowledge and pass it on to others. But in that spirit, Michael and I, we both like to acknowledge our professors who taught us and coached us soil judging and introduced us to this path that has led us to our careers today. We are very grateful to those individuals. And I want to show you a couple photos from the past. Here's Michael and his team. Michael is right there, third from the left. He was on Coach Joe Valentine's Delaware Valley University team back in 1992. So that's Joe Valentine on the right in the red shirt, and he is here with us today. And Michael wanted to express his gratitude for everything he learned from Joe Valentine. And I, too, want to express my thanks to Dr. Larry West. This is our soil judging team from 1996. We did pretty well down there. I think we came in fourth place. We advanced in the national contest the following spring. And these are my teammates there in the photograph on the left. And Dr. West is there on the right. And this is the soil judging contest at the University of Florida, 20 years ago.
That's Casey Sowell on the back right, or is it?
Yes, that's Casey Sowell on the top right corner, top right of that photograph. At least three of us there, we work for NRCS today. And one of the gentlemen on the left is a successful consultant in Central Florida. I've been told, and we have a school teacher there, I'm sure everyone in that photograph is very, very glad for these days that we were on the soil judging team. So, that concludes everything. Do we have any questions? I can tell you, the lady here in the middle of the photograph, she's really an ambassador for soil judging. She was our number one ranked FFA land judger in high school in 2015. And I think she did most of the recruiting. And she may have got these other folks here to participate, but we got great student leadership. I'm really proud of all these students. Okay. Thank you.